With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Winning the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1980 has not saved the poet Czesław Miłosz from ostracism in his native Poland. Miłosz was a programmer for Polish National Radio from 1935 to 1939, became active in the Polish resistance during World War II, and later served in the diplomatic service. But he severed his ties to the Polish government and came to America, where he became a naturalized citizen in 1970. Today, Czesław Miłosz, author of such books as The Captive Mind and Bells in Winter, is read in Poland only in underground publications.
My name and my works are again put under side burner and not printed. I am again a forbidden author, so my books only circulate in the black market.
Czesław Miłosz lives in Berkeley, California, where he says his life hasn't changed all that much by being awarded the Nobel Prize.
What follows immediately the Nobel Prize, namely all the press conferences and interviews and so on. But after a while, life settles down.
One good thing happened as a result of the Nobel Prize.
I had many poetry readings as a result of my certain fame, and I found a very good contact with the American audiences.
At the 1986 International Pen Congress in New York, there was much talk about totalitarianism, censorship, and the writer's subjugation by certain states. Czesław Miłosz tells a little story.
In the 60s, I had a small class in Sacramento, California, and a young student asked me, "Tell me, what's the difference between the life in a concentration camp and life in Sacramento?"
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.